Blog Talk Radio.
This is Taino Sagrado, a.k.a. Sala Cody. How's everybody doing out there? This is Guasalada, Taino Radio. Tao Guatiao, hola amigos. Gracias por estar aquí conmigo. Thank you all for being here with me today. Hola amigos, hello my friends. And Tao Guatiao in Taino, awesome. This is going to be an awesome night. Right now it's 11 p.m. Eastern Time, New York City. This is Lenny Lenape territory. I'd like to thank everyone who's tuning in at 11 p.m. Also, all you future listeners, thank you for downloading the show. All shows are archived. I'd like to thank everyone from all throughout the world who's tuning in. I got some emails from Dominican Republic stating that they'd like to hear more Spanish spoken. Hey, that's all right. Bueno, vamos a hablar más español para ustedes en la República Dominicana. También tenemos gente en Borinque, en Puerto Rico, escuchando. Yo nací aquí en Nueva York. Nací con mi bisabuela. Aprendí mucho en español cuando yo era chiquito. Y cuando llegué a high school, cuarto año, casi perdí por los, porque mi familia quería que yo aprendiera el inglés para ir al colegio, universidad. Pero, como todo, cultura nunca para. So, aquí estoy hablando español todavía. También estoy aprendiendo taíno. Voy a hablar algunas palabras en taína también. Estoy aprendiendo el primario básico de taíno borinquenaiki de Javier A. Hernandez. So, what I said in Spanish was that I'm studying help out my Dominican brothers and sisters who wrote me saying that they want me to speak more Spanish. And I'm also going to do that. You know, I was raised by my great-grandmother. Wasn't allowed to speak English in the house. But when I got to high school, I almost lost it. My great-grandmother had died, and they wanted me to learn English. And there was a big movement in the 70s, you know, in the Puerto Rican community. We gotta learn so we can progress. So I'm keeping up with the Spanish, and also I'm learning basic Taino Borinquenaiki from Javier Hernandez. One day I want to have him on the show and others, you know, talk about restoring the Taino language and what's been done. So once again, today, we had to switch it up a little bit. I wanted to do about the Taino creation stories and the star people. There's a lot of people who love this ancient aliens and stuff. So we're doing a lot of research. Spooky Lou has been helping me with this. We're doing a lot of tons of research. We're pushing the date once again to next Sunday, actually. It's going to be next Sunday. Spooky Lou is going to be my special guest. And we're going to hit the road, man. We're going to really hit hard. Is there any evidence in the Taino creation stories that the star people were part of that or influencing these stories? So that will be for next Sunday. More information, I'll make up a nice flyer for Facebook. If you're on Facebook, look up Guasalada Taino Radio, and you can find us there. I'm going to update that every day this week, and it's going to be very interesting. Anybody wants to volunteer, let me know. And we're going to do really, really well with this Guasalada, which means warrior. Okay, the warrior Taino Radio. I'm going to complete the training, part four, the Taino Guasalada training. And it's very important to understand that the warrior is not what Hollywood portrays it. It's not about blood. It's not about killings, you know, massacres, whatever. It's about, it's about being a compassionate, the most compassionate individual in any tribe is that warrior. In part one, we study about service, which is in the physical realm, about how a warrior is one who focuses on, you know, nutrition, health, education, and civic duty. You know, health, also, which is medical, and also mental health, okay? Education, always be, you know, that educator. You're always a student, a warrior. Whatever he or she learns, teaches it to the youth or to whoever, okay? And there's that civic duty to serve the community. So that's the service aspect of being a warrior. So en Guasábara, esa palabra en taíno es guerrero, y para ser un guerrero verdadero, uno necesita ser una persona de servicio. No es como la película que enseñan, o sea, los guerreros que matan, mucha sangre y masacre y todo eso. No, 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 eso es Hollywood. Esa es la película. Aquí en Guasábara, parte número uno, yo hablé en el radio que la persona guerrero siempre piensa en su salud, nutrición, salud mental, médico. También es un maestro educando a la gente, la juventud. Y también civil, siempre está en la comunidad trabajando. Y esta parte es de físico. So this is the physical realm. Now we're going to get into the spiritual realm, the espiritualidad. Spiritual realm is, you know, it's a personal experience between you and your higher power or whatever you consider something greater than yourself, you know. In the Taino community, we have, like I said, a creation story, Atavesh, and we got Yaya and so on. So we have a personal experience. So the warrior is, it's deeply rooted in self-spirituality, self-growth. And that's connected to the community. The second aspect of spirituality is communal. Somehow this warrior supports the communal aspect, the Batu game, you know, in the ancient times, or whatever that translates now. And then the third aspect is, you know, having an open spirit, helping people in the community, and then especially in modern times now, in modern times we have an experience of different religions, or philosophies like, you know, Buddhism, Taoism. We have Taino people now who believe in Christianity or Muslim or what have you. So the warrior has an openness to serve everyone in the community. It's that openness, that open spirit about them. And the warrior is a person of integrity. The warrior, when he walks in the room, people are going to stop gossiping because they know the warrior is not going to tolerate it. This is what the warrior is about. So el guerrero, en parte número dos, es una persona con mucha espiritualidad, una persona muy personal en su desarrollo como una persona espiritual. También apoya la comunidad. Quiere que todo el mundo se reúne y apoye la comunidad, la expresión de comunidad espiritual. ¿Okay? Una persona muy respetuosa. Porque se respeta a uno mismo y a todos en la comunidad. Con esa persona de guerrero, cuando entra a un cuarto, todo el mundo se calla, el bochinche se acaba, porque esa persona, el guerrero, no va a hablar bochinche y no quiere que la gente hable. También el guerrero, parte número dos, es una persona que está abierto a diferentes gentes. Si tú eres cristiano o si tienes una filosofía como el budismo y todo eso, el guerrero no tiene miedo de aceptar todos porque somos taínos. Y esta posición es la vida espiritual, el espíritu. So we got the physical realm, we have the spirit realm. Excuse me, I just got a little cough here tonight. So on the third part, we spoke about the warrior is a peacekeeper.
Okay? So what does that mean, a peacekeeper? Basically, a warrior is a person who reasons, okay? He's just not a person of emotion, but also has a rationale about certain situations, okay? El guerrero siempre está buscando la paz, okay? Es una persona que solamente no es emocional, pero también razona. La razón es muy importante, racional. Also, the warrior is a diplomat. It's always looking for diplomacy. When there's an issue, they're looking to hear the other side of the story, okay? El guerrero también le gusta hablar, discutir con la persona, pero no en guerra, pero para saber los pensamientos que la persona piensa o grupo. Conflict resolution. The warrior is always looking to resolve conflict, okay? They name the problem and then they try to resolve it, not stir the pot. So, si hay un conflicto, el guerrero siempre está buscando una resolución, okay? Siempre. No sigue la corriente negativa, pero busca la solución. So conflict resolution is very, very important. Self-defense. This is the realm where, at times, especially in human history, certain tribes had to protect themselves either against an invasion. Let me give you a clue, 1492. Or any disputes that somehow there was no resolution. And sometimes we have to, resort to self-defense, which is kind of the last resort of the warrior. And this is the realm of mind, okay? The mind. Man, I'm really sorry about my cough. I had a little asthma today. It seems like with the weather change, it's really kicking in. Okay, now this is part four. We finally reached part four, the little summary. Part four, cultural keepers, okay? A warrior is the person who keeps the flame alive. He is the cultural keeper, okay? So el guerrero, la responsabilidad del guerrero es para apoyar la cultura siempre, guardar la cultura. Representar siempre. So you represent the culture wherever you go. So the culture, the warrior, preserves the memory, the language, the tradition, the sayings, the stories. So a warrior dedicates themselves to learning as much as they can about tradition. In the Taino communities, it was very, very hard for us to find these documents, especially the oral tradition. But there was a lot of cultural continuity that was passed down. There were some documents that were passed down by some Spanish historians. A warrior is constantly reading, constantly researching, constantly listening to the grandparents, to the elders in the community, learning as much as they can, okay? So el guerrero siempre está el campeón para aprender la cultura, okay? La memoria, las enseñanzas. Siempre están hablando con los abuelos para averiguar qué es la cultura indígena, taíno, caribeño, okay? La tradición. Es una persona que nunca, nunca falla en eso, en los estudios. So the cultural keeper also is self-minded. And this also connects to this part one of service. Excuse me. Always looking to help the community remain as healthy as possible. Mind, body, spirit. Okay? So a cultural keeper, making sure that the community is healthy. Okay? And that's, we can do a whole show on that. We will soon. Culturally, we look at all aspects of the human person in the society. And then the last part is ambassadors. Wherever we go, okay, I've been invited to different places like, Catholic churches or synagogues. I've been invited to different events where there's musicians from different parts of the country or interfaith relations. I'm representing Taino, Indigenous Caribbean, okay? So I'm the ambassador. The warrior is the ambassador. They're representing. They're not afraid to represent, okay? So it's very, very important. These are the four parts of warriorship, okay? And what brings it all together, the final ingredient that puts everything together is a warrior is a compassionate person. It's safe to say the warrior was the one. When the village was burning, they were not running. They were going inside those bohios, those villages, and trying to save people. You have to have compassion, okay? You have to have compassion. And this is the key. Like the Buddha say, to end suffering, you have to have you have to show compassion. So this is the Taino way. We, you know, a lot of people argue about this. Many, I hear a lot of critics say that it's even foolish of indigenous people to be kind to the oppressor. But, you know, that's another show we can talk about, you know, when it comes to self-defense, self-preservation. But you can see in all these indigenous communities throughout the world, throughout history, current events, the spirit of hospitality, the spirit of sharing, adoption, and so on. This is who we are as indigenous people. This is our heritage that was passed down to us, okay? It seems like in the beginning of time, human beings figure out a way that we need to care for one another if we're going to progress. Somehow we've kind of lost that way. So the warrior constantly helps, teaches through a compassionate heart. I'm going to try to play you a song here. I am the medicine man or woman, like Edward said. Daniel, a lot of people asked me to play that song again. So let me see if I can get this, if the studio is working well. Let's hear it.
Bye.
Daniel, the late Edwin Cedeño, who was a great man. He taught me how to play the mayawakan and how to sing many of his songs in his album CD, Taino. Sometimes you can find it on Amazon. He's a great man. So the song you just heard is I Am the Medicine Man, the Medicine Woman song. Tomorrow I'm going to be in a series of talking about different warriors in the Taino history that was recorded. There's a lot of them that a lot of people don't really know about. And before I get into them, tomorrow I'm going to start getting hitting home September 15th. Start talking about those warriors. And, you know, as I started studying for these shows, I got some quotes that came to me as I started researching these warriors. And here's some of the quotes. Confront your fears with no feelings. Just do. Fear is necessary. It prepares you. Fear becomes obsolete when you decide to do you. Once you do you, you can serve others. Violent people are cowards. Avoid being a coward. Your brain is too advanced to follow. Your brain is too advanced to follow an outdated, violent program. Hesitation will delay progress. So, this is a few quotes that came to me as I read the stories. And I would love to hear your comments always about the show. TainoSagrado@gmail.com. Taino Sagrado is my wrestling name. Due to COVID-19, I haven't wrestled since December 28th in Naranjito, Puerto Rico, Borinquen, for LMW, Los Mejores Wrestling. And I really miss the ring, miss getting in there. But for now, I'm focusing in on the warriorship, helping people of the Taino Caribbean folk and also the world to help understand who we are, that we are still here and that we're still wrestling for the culture. We're still wrestling. La lucha continúa. Siempre vamos a luchar. We're always going to wrestle for this culture that we know as Taino. So there's some few words that I want to share with you before we leave tonight. I want to leave you some language. It's very important as a people. As a tribal people, it's very important to have community, to have land, shared land that we can live on. And the third part is definitely language, okay? And Javier A. Hernandez wrote an excellent book called Primario Básico de Taino Buninkenaikiki. That's the primary basic of the Taino Buninkenaiki language. It's a restored language of the ancestral people of Borinquen, Puerto Rico, but it can be used by all Taino. I started this show by telling everyone, hello friends, hola amigos, en Buninkenaiki is Tao Guatitiao, Tao Guaitiao. Also, if you're a good friend is Tai Guatiao. Tai Guatiao. Okay, if it's you wake up in the morning, you meet someone, you greet them for the first day, you say Taagwey, buenos dias, good day, Taagwey. If it's the afternoon, it's Takahi, buenas tardes, Takahi. If it's the nighttime, Taikaraya, buenas noches, good night. Now this term, I've heard it like 20 years ago, first time, or 25 years ago in the movement, And it's Taino T. May God be with you. Que Dios esté contigo, Taino T. If you want to say thank you to someone, Bo Matung. Bo Matung. Which is thank you. And there's other ones too. So I always, like always, I like to invite everyone to my show. Welcome everyone. Mabrika, Takahi, Kwatukan. And also many, many blessings. Okay, bendiciones. Bo Kwatukan. So please try to go online, go on Amazon and look up Javier A. Hernandez. Primario Básico Le Taino Borinque Naiki. And even if you're not from Borinque, it's all right. Look it up, too. So, mucha gente, so, muchas gracias, mi gente. En los Estados Unidos, Puerto Rico, Santo Domingo, también. From the Netherlands, thank you for tuning in always. Canada, thank you always for tuning in. Awesome, awesome. Also, the people in Morocco, you've been on my stats for a while now. Okay, Nigeria. Oh, wow. One day I want to dedicate a show on the influence of African culture in the Taino society. Okay, post 1492. So, Nigeria, thank you for tuning in. Okay, I really appreciate it. Sorry if I miss any other countries. That's the ones that pop up consistently every week. Wow, we're international. Wasawara, warriorship of peace and love, compassion. And this is Taino Radio. This is Sanakori, the Valiant Clown. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in once again. All you featured listeners who downloaded this show, please spread it, share it. Don't be afraid. Four parts we studied today about Taino warriorship. Tomorrow I'm going to start September 15th. I'm going to start talking about some characters that were amazing. These were the Taino warriors. Okay? Right now, I'd like to thank you all, and I'd like to ask my daughter, who wrote this theme song for the show. Okay? My last words. Takahi, buena. Excuse me. Takaraya, buena noches. And for those who downloaded the show or downloading the show during the day, Tagwe. Peace out.